you have to realize that our intentions and our beliefs and the way we treat the world and the way the world treats us are going to make a very, very big impact in the way our life moves. And so I'm telling each and every one of you, put good out into the world and good will come back to you.
This is the Orthopreneur Show with Glenn Krieger, talking about the things you never learned in school, like marketing, management, and leadership.
Hello there, everybody. It's Dr. Glenn Krieger here with another episode of your 5-Minute Friday. Now, I was listening to a podcast the other day about health and wellness, and there was two PhDs from Stanford Medical School discussing nutrition and fitness and all the other great things that are out there. And one of the things they started talking about was a study that was done with steroids. And they were just trying to show how the placebo effect in many ways is alive and well. And they actually had a study where they actually told some people that they were taking steroids when they weren't. And, you know, I assume they didn't give steroids to some of the people, but they told them that their new fitness regimen included the dosing of steroids. And I guess they gave them some pills or something. And the people showed real life changes as if they had, in fact, taken steroids. And they made it clear. Now, this is Stanford MDs, one with a PhD, discussing in great detail the literature, the science, and it was legitimate, and that the things like blood pressure that you cannot fake were actually changing. Things like skeletal muscle mass were changing, and it blew people away that they weren't taking steroids, and yet the suggestion that they were caused them to actually have physiologic changes that are unexplained in many respects. And so I want to throw this out to you today and tell you to keep this in mind, because there's an old saying among pilots that says attitude affects altitude, right? In time of crisis, when a plane is having trouble, the better your peace of mind, the better your state of mind, the more likely you are to keep that aircraft aloft. And if you combine that with what we heard about the Stanford doctors discussing the steroid study, it should become apparently clear to you that right now, the number one thing that's keeping your practice from being where it should be, if it isn't, is you and your attitude. Now, you may have a killer practice. You may be loving practice life. You may have happiness, joy every day when you go in the office and be making the living you want to be making. And that's wonderful. But for many people listening right now, that's not where they are. They would potentially like to make more money, or they would like to have lower stress or work less days. And that'll be another podcast in itself, the day part of it, how many days you should work. But in the meantime, what I want you to do is I really want you to focus on one thing, and this is your homework. I want you to focus on a positive mindset whenever you go in the office. Yes, your team member just left and you're working short-staffed, but you got to stay positive on this one. You have to believe that you have an amazing practice, because if you don't believe that, you won't have an amazing practice. And it's really, really important to stress the fact that mindset, just like with the steroid study that I cited, just like pilots with a great attitude, if you want to keep that airplane aloft, if you want to get gains in your professional and personal life, it's all going to stem from your body believing physiologically that you're in a good place. And there are times where anxiety or depression, real issues can creep in. And if you have that, you should seek help and get appropriate assistance. But short of that, the more upbeat, more positive, more happy, the more you believe your practice is going in the right direction, the more likely it is to happen. And that's just the nature of the beast. And I was once told years ago by a rabbi I respect a great deal. He said, "Do you believe in the evil eye?" I said, "Well, I mean, you know, from a mythological or story perspective, sure, you know, you give some of the evil eye, right? Italians have the Italian pepper, right? The horn that's supposed to ward off the evil eye. In the Jewish faith, they have the chamsa, the hand. But do you really believe in an evil eye?" And his answer back to me was, "So what you're saying is that, you know, the evil eye is when people wish you bad." He says, "So you think that if you live in a community where many people wish you bad, that you don't have a greater chance of bad things happening?" And I said, "You know what? That's actually kind of legitimate. That seems to make sense." And so you have to realize that our intentions and our beliefs and the way we treat the world and the way the world treats us are going to make a very, very big impact in the way our life moves. And so I'm telling each and every one of you, put good out into the world and good will come back to you. I've been saying that for years. And the more people out there who are your advocate, who want good for you, combining that with your good attitude, gosh, I can't even imagine how amazing your life is going to be. So again, your homework is live that great attitude and fake it till you make it if you have to. And at the same time, put good out there in the world just for the sake of doing good. And I guarantee you that if we talk in a couple of months about where your life is, it's going to be so much better. So believe in yourself and take care of others and watch what good comes your way. All right? Have a wonderful day. Have a great weekend if you're listening to this near the weekend. And just know I'm always here for you if you need anything. Take care.